Africa has always been attached with wildlife. Wildlife is part of our heritage. And the killing of the wildlife is like Africa is losing its heritage. No part of the world has wildlife like Africa. Now we are already suffering the effect of climate change. Tomorrow we are also going to suffer the diminished of wildlife.
Now this conference, it focused on an Africa-wide strategy with Africans themselves being able to implement these action plans. So what types of strategies were developed at this conference this week that Africa can implement?
This conference was very important. It was the first time that all African countries was coming together to develop a wildlife strategy on the African Union. Before, you didn't have strategy for West Africa, Central Africa, East Africa, and it was the first time. And this time, Africa decided to put the strategy in different levels. You have the political action, you have the national action, and you have local action. And this was very important, with clear commitment. And the fact that all the countries are coming together to address this issue and to put it in their agenda is something very important. And I think this may be a turning point for wildlife in Africa.
Will Africa have the resources to be able to implement the strategies?
The European Union, many donors were also present to the conference and decided to support the strategy. You have European Union, for example, you have USAID, you have other countries. They decided to help Africa during this fight against the wildlife crime. And I think we are still moving forward. The study is finalized. The action plan is also undergoing. And I think very soon they have to put a dollar in front of any action.
Also at the conference on Wednesday, something very significant occurred, and that was the burning of 5 tons of ivory. Can you tell us about that?
This is a very big signal. You know, during the last month, we have this happened in different countries, in Kenya, in Ethiopia, in other countries, and now it is now in Congo, Brazzaville. You know, Congo, you have, since the decade, we lost almost 62% of a forest elephant. And when you say forest elephant, of course, it is Congo Basin. You have Cameroon, you have Congo, you have Gabon, all those countries. And that ivory is the ivory that has been arrested, captured from the portals, both on the field and at different airports. So this is a very big signal to both in terms of the people who are poaching and also to the buyers, because don't forget that the crime is not only for the poachers. We also want to target people who consume, who buy the ivory. So this was really a big signal to say that only elephants are about ivory.
The African leaders have come together to agree on an action plan. What is the next step in actually implementing these ideas?
For the state, it is important that we enforce the law. There is no impunity at all in the trade of this ivory. Everybody who has been arrested should be jailed. In many countries, you have people who are still having impunity. You can arrest and you see, in many countries, people from the army are sometimes involved in this. So we want the state to put the law and to enforce the law. On the second point, we put in place a special program where we say stop the killing, stop the trafficking, and stop the trade. So this is something that we should put in place to make sure that that movement is moving forward. The third stage is fighting against poverty. We all agree that part of the reason, not all the reason, part of the reason is also the poverty, because the poaching arrives in the forest where people are very poor. So we need to provide some alternative income to those communities to make sure that they do not destroy what is available for them. Wildlife is part of life. Nobody is happy to keep the wildlife, but sometimes what they see that they need to eat, of course. But now we need to provide alternative resources for them. And the other part is communication. This is where I think we need to put in place communication strategy. All these should go along with good communication, and that is also part of the next step.